This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The country's biggest banks have reported second quarter results, and many of them flagged that they were bracing for higher credit losses coming out of commercial real estate. A lot of businesses don't need or want as much office space as they had before the pandemic. How likely is it that this could trickle down into loan defaults and stress the financial system? Lisa Nee is a managing partner at real estate at Eisner Amper and joins us. Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
We know that some companies are not renewing leases for office space. We know that sometimes here and there, they've broken their leases, just gotten out of them. We hear these anecdotes, but do we have a sense of how widespread this is? How bad is it? How bad will it be?
So sublet space across the country is up about 250 million square feet. The vacancy is definitely climbing in most markets, so none of the markets are immune. And we know that office loan credit is deteriorating.
$1.5 trillion in U.S. commercial real estate loans are coming due this year and next year, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. If those loans cannot be repaid in full, what does that do to the financial system? Can the financial system handle that?
You know, we know when the loans are coming due, but we don't know when the leasing within those spaces is coming due. And so when you look at valuation of the loans that are coming due to see who's either going to take those out and who's going to say that that's still a good investment. We were speaking to a client in San Francisco, and it's figuring out who's going to take out those loans and become the market maker. And it might be a much smaller per square foot as a valuation, but the banks are no longer willing partners in purchasing this. So we are going to need to come in and get some more creative investors, different strategies of who's going to come in and basically fill the need for the capital that has to be put in to bail those office out of where they are. The regulators and the banks, they're going to require more capital to even bail people out.
Is this a situation where we're going to see strain on banks like what we saw with Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, that kind of thing? Are we headed there?
So when you looked at what was happening with those banks, it was what the asset was on those balance sheets and the liabilities being greater than the assets. You still have dirt here. You still have an actual building. And it's just what the valuation and what somebody's willing to pay for the building. And what was interesting with a lot of this stuff is that what the loan to value ratios are. And so we learned a lot over the last years in real estate, and the loan to value ratios on most of these projects actually had a little bit of room in there so that if the balance sheet should still stay relatively strong. So if the values drop, there still is cushion there.
Lisa Nee is managing partner and national leader of the real estate practice at Eisner Amper. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.